Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, July the 12th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good day today. A lot to do today. We have Paul Strelo at 8:05 this morning. You know, a little bit different Paul Strelo segment today because we're going to spend a majority of it on basketball and not Zion Williamson. So we hadn't done a whole lot of that through the years. We'll ask him a lot about the basketball side of things for Clemson and where that stands. And we'll still sneak in. Don't get me wrong now. You know, still WCCP, we'll still talk football at some point in time. I don't think I've ever done a show where we didn't talk a little bit of college football in 20 years. So we'll get to that for sure. We had World Cup yesterday, and I think an upset, maybe in my mind at least, I don't know, Croatia upset England in my mind 2-1 to advance to the finals. Now we have a Croatia and France final coming up this weekend. Wimbledon had probably, I guess, two things that have happened at Wimbledon this year that were newsworthy. One happened yesterday in that Roger Federer was ousted in a marathon fifth set. I'll tell you about that a little bit. And then the other things happen is that for the first time, I think in Wimbledon history, I think I heard this right, that we don't have any women in the top 10 seeds in the semifinals. So we'll talk about that a little bit today, maybe. The women's tennis, I was talking to a tennis fan yesterday, and he said, man, women's tennis is just very weak right now. And seemingly so. We might even go over some of that Wimbledon, some of the names there, if you'd like. Yankees win last night. The Red Sox win last night. The Braves win last night. The Phillies lose last night. So Atlanta now back in a tie for first in the National League East at 51-40. Remember, they'll play through a Sunday now and then take their All-Star break. We're past the halfway point. We are at 91 games for Atlanta in a 162-game season. 94 for the Red Sox, 91 for the Yankees now. Philly also at 91. Identical records with Atlanta and Philly at 51-40. And the Nationals lost again, so they go back to 5.5 back. So past the halfway point, but not at the All-Star break. As of yes, we can talk a little bit about that if you'd like. I still had the article, a couple of those articles, one on CBS Sports about the ranking every coach on their hot seat list number. We'll look at that. I guess the best news coming out of Clemson yesterday, Sean Pollard's put together a group all out for cancer and getting their heads shaved to help kids battle cancer. Tell you that story. Pretty cool story we'll tell you about And the Gamecocks lose a player that wasn't going to contribute, but is a legacy kid. We'll tell you who he was coming up. Also have some numbers out there for South Carolina. Their freshmen will tell you, some of the freshman numbers, if you care about those kinds of things. You know, it's a slow time of year where you start caring about what numbers guys will wear throughout the season. Also, Will Muschamp and Dabo Swinney named to one of the coaches' preseason watch list. I don't know why we have – I know why we have preseason watch lists. It's to keep your award in the news in the summertime. But we'll talk about that a little bit as this show goes on. SEC Media Days next week, Clemson's Dabo Swinney Media Days on Tuesday, then the ACC Media Days after that. So a lot of talk next week. Next week, we'll let you hear a lot of the audio from these Media Days and what players are saying. I hate to be too cynical about it. Media Days don't really mean anything to me, what guys say. But we'll talk about it next week. Looking forward to that. The producer of the show today, once again, now in his fourth day, is Zach Ormister, 24, takes his fortnight over across the pond. The guy's doing a very admirable job and must be commended for it. And a guy that did something yesterday that I don't have had never really done before. I'll tell you about that in a second, Mr. John Hite. Good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about yourself?
Couldn't be better. You did something yesterday, you're telling me, that I can't remember ever happening to me. Tried to take a nap, and you couldn't do it.
Yep.
Oh, buddy. Let me tell you something. Enjoy your youth.
What little bit I have left.
No, you got plenty left. Enjoy your ute. Because, once you get it, it's hard. I will sleep all day, every day. Just let me try. I have no problem sleeping. I have no problem waking up and staying up. I can stay up for a couple of days, but I can also, if I have to, but I can go straight to sleep. So, what was the issue there, man? You just had too much going on? Your mind racing? Caffeine or anything?
Probably a little residual caffeine over from the show.
I got you, buddy. I like it. Did you watch the deal yesterday?
I did. I watched the whole World Cup match. It was exciting.
Is that an upset? In my mind, it's an upset. Should I be? Is that an upset?
Not too much of an upset. In a way, it is. Yeah. But Croatia is also extremely talented. Yeah. So it's. I mean, I guess from like the names of the countries, so to speak, but. In terms of the talent, it really wasn't.
Here's what I don't get about Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
You and I talked about this off the air the other day. In these European countries that have been, it's the same piece of land, but it's been like a bunch of different countries.
Right.
Like that's crazy. Like here, after we settled it, settled here.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, obviously the natives were here. But. After we settled it, like we had, that's it. United States, that's it. United States of America, that's it.
No rebuttals, no revotes, no.
No, never anybody coming in and taking over and doing it. I don't know, never a new king that would come in and rename the place or redrawing lines after wars, some of that kind of stuff. The other thing is I never spell Croatia right whenever I type it in. I say it right, I know that, but I never really... type it in right. I always miss a letter or two in there somewhere. But nice win yesterday, and now they will face France on Sunday, 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people would care about the third place game.
No, I don't understand why they even play it. Yeah. To be honest with you, if I was one of those players, what do you get?
Yeah.
A little bronze medal or something? I don't know.
I'm looking now. Croatia had 22 shots to 11, shots on target 7 to 2, 56% of the possession. I mean, they dominated the game, had 8 corner kicks to 4. He'd say dominated the game in a 2-1 game, and extra time, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But they were the better side yesterday.
They were.
This is a soccer term, the better side.
They were. They came out slow. England came out firing for the first, they scored 5 minutes into the match. They were the more excited team at the beginning of the match, but Croatia just kind of hung in there and just kept doing what they do, and then they were able to win it out in the end.
I think I am right by saying this. I think I'm right by saying this. Let me make sure. They are the only undefeated team in the tournament. They went 3-0 during group play. Beat Argentina, Nigeria, and Iceland. Whereas France, if you remember, France had a draw pretty early on in pool play, in the group play, I should say. So undefeated. Not, you know, I'm sure that happens in World Cup a lot of times there, but Croatia goes on. Croatia and France, maybe it's just me, man, but is France the favorite going in?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
And you'll watch this one. I wonder what the... I wonder what this does for viewership now across the world that a smaller country's in it compared to what... If you think about it, England and France, man, that'd be like another epic one of the epic wars they've had.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the only problem is for those of us here on the East Coast, maybe in Central Time, of maybe you have to hit the early church service because it's 11 a.m. Yeah. Sunday morning. But yeah. Other than that, you're...
Yeah. You know, church has changed through the years. Like, when I was a kid, like, you didn't have, like, 4 and 5 church services.
No.
We're making it a lot more convenient to go to church nowadays. So I guess, yeah, if you're a soccer fan, you can tell the folks that will come in and, you know, maybe have a little kit on or something like that during the early service. Because you can dress like that now during church, too. That's another thing.
Apparently so,
yeah. You wear flip-flops and shorts and hats and T-shirts, whatever, church nowadays, too. So see what comes out of out of all that. What, you get into anything else yesterday? You had a day off yesterday after the show.
I did. Well, my plan was to nap, and that just kind of fell by the wayside. So I just kind of watched some soccer and took it easy.
Yeah.
Hung out with the dog.
I played golf with some great friends yesterday. My normal Wednesday group, really good guys, had a good time. That came home, went to chiropractor, and had a little back issue, so went to chiropractor and did that. And then put new grips on my golf clubs. There's nothing like new grips, man.
There is nothing like that.
Oh, buddy, that just makes you feel so good.
Yeah,
it's so humid out there now. You got to do some of those things every once in a while. And then did a little bit of work last night. And it's really one of those times of year, man. I told you, this time of year is the one that drives me crazy. I don't mind other times of year where I can kind of, you know, get excited about the Kentucky Derby a little bit. I know some people might like that, or get excited about, I don't know, the Masters or the U.S. Open, or get excited about baseball season starting, or college baseball or something like that. But and the older I get, the more cynical I get about it. And I hate to be this way, because I don't want to take away from your excitement if this is something that you love. But the idea that somebody changing jersey numbers is a headline now. Like, Javon Kinlaw, South Carolina defensive tackle, changes jersey numbers, and in the state paper, it's a major headline. Or, and I'm not picking on them, because we talk about a lot of stuff here people don't talk about. But I was listening to Walt the other day, like, they make good team by team of who's going to the SEC and ACC media days. Like, well, we are so starved, aren't we? if the idea that what players are going to be talking at a media days is a subject to talk about on shows. And look, I spent subjects on shows talking about falconry. I mean, I'm not criticizing Walt or Quaker Kelly or Brad, man. They do a great job. What I'm saying is that just goes to show how starved we are.
As a society, yeah, absolutely.
That somebody, or, you know, and I like uniforms. I like different uniforms. We're going to spend a whole segment talking about different color, you know, uniforms, stuff like that. Man, just, we are starved.
Oh, yeah.
This time of year. The thing that has happened through the years, though, John, is that we, as these coaches, as the newspaper business goes out of business, and the fan websites are doing, I think, doing fairly well now. The schools themselves have bigger media and promotions departments and social media departments now, and they control the message. And so practices are locked out, and, you know, you don't get to see preseason games like you see in the NFL or anything like that. The information is controlled, and there's less information out there. The demand is higher than ever.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine back when I was a kid, when I was 8 years old, coming on or reading a newspaper about a practice report every single day, and coaches meeting with them every single day, talking about practice every single day. We just didn't do that for some reason. We were too busy walking to school uphill both ways, I guess. I don't know.
Was it?
But yeah. Like now, like we want news. I always say this about people who think they want to go to football practice every day. I remember Neil McCready one time, who was a writer. He now owns the Ole Miss website on Rivals.com. Does a great job. Good friend. Was a writer for AL.com, for Alabama.com. And he said he was covering the Auburn beat one year. And I think it's Tommy Tuberville that was a coach at the time. And he closed the practices to the media. He decided they were open forever. And he decided to close them off one fall camp. And he walked up to him and goes, man, thank you so much. Because when you open it, I have to be here.
Mm-hmm.
If you close it, obviously, I don't have to be here. But I love people who think, I'd love to go to football practice. You know, football practice is good. To go in the preseason, football practice is pretty fun. And you get to see some guys and all that. That's pretty cool. During the season, football practice is not a lot of fun. And with the, after two or three or four times, remember I had the former player calling yesterday, said, yeah, I go a couple, three times a year. That's about right.
Mm-hmm.
To have to go four or five times in 1 week, after a while, you're just like, oh, my word, that's kind of tough. Anyway, talk a little bit about that. When we come back, there is a disturbing possibility of a disturbing trend in college football I want to get to. Meant to talk about it yesterday. We'll get to it here in a second. I want to say my friends at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com. My wife informed me that we're going to be calling Wes pretty soon because she wants the garage. She wants shelves in the garage. That's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
So we'll call Wes. He'll make some cabinets and some shelves for us and things like this, I hope. And we'll have something nice in the garage. Looking forward to it. If you are redoing a bathroom, cabinets, custom-made cabinets are a huge deal and very, very difficult to do. You can go in at discount pre-made stuff, and it's not going to fit right. It's not going to look right. It's not, get the custom stuff and let Wes do it. I'll promise you this, man. The guy is... He's like the Tiger Woods. He's the Nick Saban. He's the Michelangelo, the Mozart. The guy's truly the best in the business. It's my wonderful friends at Harbin Lumber. Let Wes take care of it. I told you we have cabinets in our mud room and laundry room. We have them in our kitchen, in our bathrooms, in our walk-in closets. We've got just cabinets everywhere. And none ever give us any problem. They all look fantastic. The quality is amazing, and we got those little doors that kind of just shut like really quiet. You know, they can't slam them. That's really cool stuff too. But anyway, I'm amazed how they fit perfectly. Let Wes and his team do it for you at Harbin Lumber, custom made cabinets. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. We'll take a break. We're getting this potential disturbing trend in college football right after this.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list: high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today: Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit getnorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See getnorthland.com/offers for full details. Have you heard about the changes over at T. Ed Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000 square foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodations Tax.
Summer's here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event's going on right now through July 31st at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 Visa prepaid card after submission. So come on by and see Joey Welburn and Zach Garrison, or give them a call today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get 3 rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
One tool from the AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program can do more than most. It can help tackle a brake job, throw down on a rebuild. It can work fast and hard, or slow and steady. It can help grind it out, fix it right, tighten, loosen, twist, turn, and repair to get it done. And it did all of that just last week. There are over 100 specialty tools that AutoZone loans for free, because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. Deposit required. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The Mickey Twiler Show is on the air.
Get word out on the streets right away.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
Told you one day next week I'll get over to see my friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. We're looking forward to that. Home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. The folks over at Granger Nissan at 324-0650. You know, with Nissan, they are very proud of all the models that they have over there. You've seen that Nissan Altima and Maxima. You've seen those, man, for like years and years and years, and Pathfinder for years and years and years. The Altima right now has a great deal of up to $7,000 off MSRP. The Rogue is up to $6,000. The Rogue's a very popular one there. I'm looking at this 2017 Nissan Titan 4x4 Crew Cab Platinum Reserve. That's a lot to say, but that's a lot of truck right there. Certified pre-owned. They do a great job of inspection and having a warranty and Carfax report and all those kind of things. So trading, they love to trade you, love to get you in one of their vehicles, one of their right now 431 vehicles on their site. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty, and is our great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson, 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Do what I do. Go by and see those good folks over there. You're going to like that. John, let's open up phone lines. Love to hear from you here. Anything on your mind? And I say anything. You know, if you want to talk about the chemistry between Lonzo Ball and LeBron James, I mean, I guess we could talk about it. Or the matchup on the back end between France and Croatia, I guess we could talk about it. I don't know. But if you want to talk some college football, especially, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our health care text line, 986-1566. Hollywood from Hartwell says, another significant fact about Wimbledon, former UGA player John Isner, Isner?
I think so.
He's in the semis. Second year in a row an American male made it to the semis. Good, man. Good, good. Good, Hollywood. Appreciate you sending that in, seriously. On a very serious note.
I never would have learned that.
I didn't either.
No.
I think he beat the Clemson kid earlier in the rounds. It's a little Georgia Clemson, little Tigers and Dogs at Wimbledon.
Maybe that's a little sign to Radakovich to schedule the home and home.
That's it. Give me a little brand new tennis facility over here, by the way. Met the one of the assistant tennis coaches the other day. Man, they're excited about the future Clemson tennis over here too, which is great. Text 986-1566 on Twitter at Mickey Plaller, at John_height. That's HIGHT. I mentioned this yesterday. We didn't get to it. Want to talk about it today. The disturbing potential trend. I guess you could be disturbed by something that potentially could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this college football thing that's looking a little more and more like college basketball. You know, I'm not a huge college basketball fan, and part of the reason is all the transfers and guys just not playing and not, you know, just transferring out. I spoke to Brad Brunell on Sunday. He says, you know, on this transfer thing, it's not like kids grew up dreaming to play here is going to sit out and you know, put your time in and work your way up the depth chart. That doesn't happen anymore. You blame it on the coaches and you go out and just transfer out and get to a whole new blood. He goes, the other thing is we work these kids so hard throughout the whole year that they want to play. And I get that part of it.
Oh, yeah. Don't blame it all.
And also, I do get the idea that life is short. These guys do want to play. They put a lot of hard work into it. And sometimes it's family. Sometimes, you know, I get all that. With that said, I'm talking mainly about a lot of these superstars. And I guess it's what they learn in recruiting, but you got to open your eyes up a little bit in recruiting. For example, this disturbing trend of potential superstars just being impatient and trying to transfer out. Oh, it's your life. It's your career. Do what you must. But we already know this, that at Alabama, and in Alabama would go sign somebody else like Josh Butt leaving here in Clemson. They'll go sign another defensive lineman. You know, Hunter Johnson leaving here. You know, they'll go sign a Trevor Lawrence. I get it. I just don't like the fact that these guys are – at any point in time, could just say, man, I'm not playing enough. I thought I'd be starting, especially my freshman year, so I'm out. For instance, Tua, we know this at Alabama. Tua, who will be the starter now, that last year at the end of the regular season, and talk was that among Alabama people that Tua was out. That's it, he's going. I'm not going to sit around here and watch Jalen Hurts play. And at quarterback, I get it a little bit. The reason I even bring it up at all, and I didn't bring it up as a disturbing trend then. The reason I bring it up as a disturbing trend now, there's an article out yesterday, over the weekend, a West Coast newspaper, maybe the San Francisco Chronicle, maybe, where Najee Harris is from. Najee Harris, who looks to me like one of the most talented running backs I've ever seen. Just this monster beast of a running back from California that had a weird recruiting and ended up going to Alabama in a kind of a strange recruiting deal. He was really quiet about it. Well, he didn't play a whole lot last year. And he tells his reporter that, I mean, even now he's kind of thinking about transferring out. He said, I guess I'll go back. But Harris last year had 61 carries for 370 yards and three touchdowns. Now, the majority of that, his best game, he had 70 yards against Fresno, 70 against Vanderbilt. But he had 64 in the national championship game. They put him in the second half. Remember, it's kind of their offense wasn't moved. They put in Tua and Najee Harris, two true freshmen. He had six carries for 64 yards. Had a 35-yard run in the national championship game. And against Clemson, had that 22-yard catch. Didn't have any carries. But really didn't play a whole lot. And I don't blame him. But here's my question to Najee Harris. As good as he was the best player in the country. He was awesome. But as good as he was, did you really think, truly, really think that you're coming in and beating out Damian Harris? Did you truly, really think you're coming out and beating out Bo Scarborough? Now, and Scarborough wasn't the same after his leg injury the year before.
Right. But Damian Harris was a good ball player.
Harris
still
is. Yeah, and he's back this year.
Right.
Harris had 1,000 yards last year, 135 carries, 1,000 yards. Scarborough, 124 carries for 596 yards. You did good to beat out Josh Jacobs for that third-team role, and really you weren't third-team most of the year. At least Jacobs played almost every game, and Harris didn't play. Harris last year only played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He played in 10 games. He only carried it 9 games. Didn't play at all against A&M, didn't play against LSU, didn't play against Mississippi State, didn't play against Auburn. Now here's what's funny to me. Not funny. But here's one thing that really stuck out to me as a quote. Nick Saban was asked about, and Saban's kind of backing up and I don't want to say re-recruiting him, but that's what he's doing, I guess, re-recruiting him. But the funny part of it is that he said, look, if you want to play more, you got to work on your pass protection. When Tony Elliott says it here about the reason that Travis Etienne's not playing, Clemson fans are like, oh my God, who cares about pass protection? You're a running back. Run the football.
Yeah, I think I've heard that once or twice.
When Nick Saban says it, it's like, oh, Nick Saban, he's going to protect the quarterback. Everybody knows that. Yeah? I'll go back to the Super Bowl where the Falcons lost if the kid makes one block back there as a pass protector. Falcons don't, Matt Ryan doesn't get sacked, doesn't scooped up and field position change, and Falcons are Super Bowl champions a couple of years ago. Who cares about pass protection? Well, apparently Nick Saban does. And it almost cost him the number one running back in the country because the guy wasn't a great pass protector. He didn't play, so you know what? I'll just transfer.
Yeah.
That's disturbing to me.
I'd agree with you.
Let's do that. Let's have a plumbing company. We have guys. You know what, man? He's really good on toilets. He's really good on sinks. We got to work with him on the septic tank issues. He's not really great about septic tanks. Oh, that's okay. I'll go work for another company. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Our salespeople, they're really good on the telephone, but in person, not great. That's okay. I'll go sell for somebody else. No, don't work on your trade. Don't work your way up a depth chart.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, by the recruiting bunk, they're telling you that you're going to be the greatest player ever and we're going to give you the ball every single down, despite the fact that you had all these running backs coming back.
Right.
Buy into that about how great you are, that all these schools are telling you you're going to be the guy. And get there and expect to start rather than working your way up a depth chart and just transfer out and take my problem somewhere else because it's the coach's fault, not mine. Yeah, that's disturbing to me, man.
That coach who doesn't know anything except for winning, what, 5-6 national titles?
Yeah.
But Nick Saban doesn't know anything. The 18-year-old does.
I guarantee you this, though. In the modern world of following college football, that had Najee Harris transferred out at the end of last year, then certain segments of Alabama fans would blame Nick Saban because he didn't play Najee more. Not the fact that Najee didn't deserve to start, didn't deserve to carry the ball more. I'll tell you this. He got 61 carries. That's about the amount of carries he deserved. You get 370 yards. That's about what he deserved. Instead of the entitlement of, that would have been Nick Saban's fault. Who cares about his pass protection? Who cares that Harrison Scarborough have been there longer? Who cares about, you know, just come in.
I mean, as a true freshman, to get 370 yards as the third string tailback.
Fourth
string tailback.
Yeah.
And you win a national title? That's a pretty solid freshman year.
Well, national title stuff doesn't matter.
No.
Not once did he mention in this article anything about national title. You know why he stayed in Alabama? Because, quote, I feel like Alabama still gives me the best chance to make it in the league. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me get Tammy and Seneca, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Tammy and Seneca. How you doing?
Good, Mick. Hey, I was thinking about it yesterday. If you could change three things about Clemson football and Dabo Swinney's program, I mean, obviously he's built it to the point where it's just hilarious for fans. Like even yesterday, me talking about Kelly Bryant, you know, it's just hilarious for us to ever even complain or, you know, question what he does. You know, the former player made a great point. But Mick, if you could change three things, what would they be? Because here's my three.
All right.
Number one. I would go out to either West Virginia or Oklahoma or, you know, consult with, what's his name from Baylor, you know, to develop a little more sophisticated passing tree. Okay. Even if you went to the Patriots, man, and basically took advantage of Hunter Renfrow's skill set. I mean, he's amazing, like shuttle time, quick guy. Okay. And so basically develop option routes for him specifically in the slot. If it's 3rd and 6 or 3rd and 4 and you're playing in Alabama and you're having a hard time blocking them, you could literally just get on the field theoretically because they can't cover Renfrow for 4 or 5 yards. Okay, so that would be number one thing. Number two, I take the tight end off the field more often. And so, like, this year I'd have Ken Smith off the field and have Justin Ross on the field because I think we're more talented at receiver than we are tight end. Okay, so I would utilize the 4 wide receiver sets with 1 back much more often. So that's number two, Mick. Number three, I would just open up the information out of the program a little more. So maybe open up a spring practice or two or a scrimmage. And that's just from a pure fan standpoint that I would be able to get a little more information if, you know, Robbie Caldwell was able to get interviewed occasionally or if, you know, I could have heard from Dan Brooks more often rather than twice a year. So, but those are my three things if I could change anything. And so I wanted to get your feedback on what you would change. And I was thinking, listen.
Appreciate it. Tammy from Seneca. I knew it wasn't really, truly Tammy from Seneca. I just didn't realize who it was going to be. Those are good questions. Or a good topic. A, we had to take a break. B, that would give me time to think about it.
Yes.
You know that you're in a good program when one of the three things you would change is more information.
Right.
Or tie it in a little bit, you know? You know you're really good. Like some people say, I don't know, man. I find a way to stop the run. We're giving up 200 yards a game on the ground and find a way to get a winning season. You know, so you know you're in a good program.
We haven't been to a bowl game since 75, you know that.
Yeah. Have some stability because we this is our fifth head coach in the last 14 years.
Yeah.
So
we're blessed.
Yes, no doubt. Let's take a short break. That'll give me time to think of my three things. John, think of your three things. If you want to get your three things in, you can do that. And that sounds like a Lou Holtz segment, by the way.
Do you ever notice this?
Yeah. Lou Holtz, everything was about threes to Lou Holtz. If we want to win this football game, we got to do three. First, we had to be able to run the football. Second, we had to be able to start the run. Third, we had to be able to sound in the kick a game. Everything's about three things, you know?
Yeah.
It was never, Coach, what's the, tell me about the your matchup against Georgia Bulldogs. If we're going to beat Georgia, we must do three things. First, we must defend the run. Second, we must turn the football over. And third, we must find a way to create the momentum early in the football game. You know, it's like everything was three things. So it's a Lou Holtz topic. So I'll come up with three. It might be hard, but I'll come up with three during the break. How about that? It's not hard to call Trail, TREHEL.com. I saw two trail trucks in Clemson yesterday, and they're out there making it, man. They're busting it, and they're getting it done. Over $1 billion. Isn't that crazy? I want you to go to their website. Really is pretty cool, and there's a buzz segment on there of things that are going on with Trail and things that are going on with their. I like keeping up with their philanthropy and their stewardship. That's really important part of them. What's really important part to you? Let's say that you are a doctor or a manager for a doctor's office. And there is a segment on there for healthcare buildings that they have built. And it talks about, because as a doctor, man, you know medicine, but you don't know anything about business. You're a terrible business person and you don't think about building. So thinking about if you're in all these different kinds of facilities, think about get in touch with a dentist that they built for. Think about for a vision care that they built for, doctor's offices that they built for. And you're going to see it. There's a list of those there now and really helping you through that project. I told you all the church stuff. Let me give you another example of it. Let's think about adaptive reuse. Let's say you got a chance, you own some property, a chance at an older building, some of the, say like an old mill that you see these people that are adapting and turning to a whole new kind of thing. They do awesome jobs of retrofitting and like roof replacement and masonry restoration. They do an awesome job of some of those things. My point is, if you're going to build, let the folks do it at Trail. Nonprofits, they do a great job with that. Multifamilies, man, all these huge multifamily projects that are around, they do a great job with that. If you just have any business idea in your new business or contemplating it, Trail is who you can start with just right off the bat. You call them at 800-319-7006, TREHEL.com. Our great friends at Trail, trail.com. I'll get to Tammy and Seneca's three. Think of your three things, John. We'll come back for more after this.
Down is on. 51 days till Clemson football.
Johnson going to throw it across the middle, and it's complete to Smith. Cannon Smith, a touchdown. A throw of 13 yards for six. Cannon Smith's first reception of the season.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
You know what you could use right now? Flavor. And the best place to find a flavorful breakfast biscuit served all day, every day? Bojangles. Head to Bojangles and get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains,
the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Dabo knows the gridiron. Brad knows the hardwood. Monty knows the diamond. And the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate is the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
Do you need LED tube lights, floodlights, high bay, or canopy lights? Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebates up front to you with a verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com for more information or call 864-401-8506.
Macy's Star Rewards program is bigger, better, and now for everyone. For the first time ever, get rewards no matter how you pay. Join as a Bronze member and get Star Money Days. Earn towards Star Money and use it with no merchandise exclusions. Perks and offers. Enjoy extra savings offers at checkout, event invitations, and more, plus a birthday surprise. And as a Macy's credit card holder, silver, gold, and platinum members automatically get bronze benefits in addition to your existing ones. Macy's Star Rewards program. Sign up in-store or online. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
I tried calling, but they don't have a listing for Mr. Wonderful.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Friday, whenever I had a chance to meet with Greg Wells, the Kiwi Financial Group, and man, they're doing some really cool things right now. And I also want you to stop by and see those folks. Look, there are advantages to being a 100% independent advisor. He doesn't have to use any of the big box advising firm tactics that they've had to push you to their priority products and some of those things. There are, you know, different ways to invest, different ways to think about a foundation for retirement planning and income planning. Matter of fact, Greg says there are 97 different ways an individual can begin their benefit and about when you take your Social Security. And that's going to affect so many things different down the line. Those for a married couple, there's 388 different ways a couple can file for benefits. And how do you know that your Social Security and you're doing it right when you're doing it, how you're doing it? if you're divorced or widowed or have minor children, there are additional choices available. So we're talking about 388 and more. So you need a professional on your side. Clemson graduate of 1990. The folks at Kiwi Financial Group, Greg Wells, wants to help you out and really walk you through a really complicated retirement issues you might have, including your Social Security benefits, when and how, and how to file and all that kind of stuff. They're right beside Max Drive, and he wants to talk to you about that. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson. 654-5043. 800-585-5816. Very easy to remember. KiwiFG.com. Not field goal. Kiwi Financial Group, KiwiFG.com. I didn't know that. 388 different ways for married people to file for your Social Security benefits. Who knows which ones are best for you? Greg does. Let him take care of that for you. All right. Tammy from Seneca, who sounds very, very familiar, wants to know three things he changed about the football program at Clemson. We are beggars, can't be choosers through some of the, well, we're not beggars, I guess you could say. I don't know. That's not the right way to put it. The best way to put it, I guess, is we can be very, very picky in this situation because the big picture is fixed. They're winning football games like crazy. So you got to nitpick and find something. And, John, you said you came up with three things, and very interested to see what your three are.
I have three things, and none of them are involving the play on the field.
Because the play on the field is so stinking good.
Like you said yesterday, they have forgotten more about football than we will ever know. Who am I to tell Dabo that he needs to run the ball more, whatever? No, it's ridiculous. But my three things were, I think it would be really cool if they would bowl out the west end zone to where you kind of have like a horseshoe effect going on from the upper deck.
All right.
Two, I would kind of make it, the one thing I would do that Tommy Bowden did that Dabo doesn't do is if you remember back when James Davis and those guys were here, when they took the top of the hill, they looked almost possessed. They were, you know, the whole strength coaches were having to hold everybody back and, you know, looked like a bunch of gladiators about to go to war.
Right.
And, you know, with Dabo, he said when he started, we're just going to stand up there and we're going to lock arms and, you know, show unity. We're all in and that. And I just think it'd be cool. Some of those photos and everything from back then are really cool.
Right.
And the third is I remember there being a movement about this a week or two ago. And let's build the Tiger Paw bat signal out of the Oculus.
I like it, man. I like it. Boy, the football program's in good shape with those year three.
Exactly. That's kind of the point I wanted to make, too, is how blessed we are with where things are at Clemson.
I have J.D. and Piedmont Grizzly, the Oculus Paw line. I have off the field and on the field. Off the field, I want to see those live stats, a running stat board of total yards, rushing yards, passing yards, first downs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that up in there.
I like that.
Keep up with just how dominant you are.
Just remind everyone else, you know, the visiting fans.
Number two, and I mentioned this to Joe Galbraith last week, got to have a live tiger, man. It's your mascot.
Amen.
Find a way to get me a little habitat over there. I know we have some environmental people. Look, I'd rather live where my food's given to me anyway and live in this nice, cool habitat here.
I mean, who wouldn't want to live in God's country?
That's
including
right.
Including a tiger.
You're doing a tiger a favor.
Yes.
Give me a live tiger. And number three, ban the stinking woohoo. We got to get rid of the woohoo somehow, someway.
Absolutely.
Now, I think you guys are basketball on the field, so I have a couple of on the fields.
Okay.
Number one is something I've talked about now ad nauseum since the Sugar Bowl. And I understand why they had to do it last year. I want to bring back wide receiver year and bring back that vertical passing game. I want to get the ball downfield, and it means so much more to the offense. So let's get the ball downfield a little bit more. I'm not saying last year we should have. With the personnel last year, I wouldn't have gone downfield.
Right.
But my point is that let's go ahead and take care of that one. Let's get it back to the way it needs to be. Number two, I'd like to be a little more liberal with my numbers. Dabo and the staff, very, very, very conservative about their scholarship numbers. And there's so much turnover that you've got, every year having to award walk-on scholarships because you're way underneath your limit. Go ahead and account for a lot of that attrition and give more scholarships every single February. Offer more kids, just bring them into the program. Who knows how they develop. So understand it more and you know what? Be a little more liberal in your numbers there. And the third part of it is, and they've done a better job of this. I guess last year's probably a great example of it. It's a little more consistency in the special teams.
Yeah.
The coverage units were fantastic last year.
They've gotten so much better since that first national championship season.
Right.
Good Lord.
Punting wasn't great in the Sugar Bowl, but remember, Spires was hurt. Mm-hmm. He had an injury in that game. Field goals were good last year, but remember he had the injury there.
Right.
Ray McLeod had the big punt return. That was a big deal. Kickoff returns haven't been great. But look, kickoff returns and punt returns aren't what they used to be. Guys are punting it and kicking it so much higher than ever before. The spread formation in the punting game with the shield back there has meant you're getting smaller, more athletic guys on the field. And that means your coverage is going to be better. Plus, guys are booming it higher. And so punt returns really, it's not the weapon that it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're good enough on offense, like in the national championship year, the thing is, this is a fair catch thing, and we'll start wherever we'll just go score. But I'd like to be a little more consistent, a little more aggressive in the special teams part of it. But I thought the coverage was much, 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 much better the last couple of years, last year especially.
Oh, yeah.
Much better. So but that's pretty nitpicky there. Texas said that Jumbotron desperately needs replacing. I don't think it's bad now.
Yeah.
But you go to someplace like Auburn and, you know, see that mega multi-billion, gazillion-dollar deal down there.
Right. But they upped, I know, like, the size, it's not as big as Auburn or Mississippi State's or some of those, but they updated the screens in there a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I tell you the biggest thing, really, off-the-field stuff, you know, a little cell coverage in there, but that's never going to happen. You can't get 80,000 people in one place, that small place, and have good cell coverage. That's never going to happen. No. They promise it to us, it never happens.
No. It's better than it was, but still no.
Right. Doug takes in, let's stop playing advertisements right up to the time we run down the hill. Get the music jacked up, crowd pumped up. Sometimes during the day, these games have idleness a few seconds before the cannon goes off. Yeah, I see that. I can see that. How about the text here? One thing, white helmet just once. I'm not a white helmet guy.
I'm not either.
A little purple helmet maybe for one game. White helmet, nah. You know what white helmets look like to me? Little League football, like Pop Warner. You know?
I'd see that, yeah. If we just had just a plain orange paw on the side, and that'd be it, yeah.
Like, okay, here we are. We got, just put it on there because we can't really paint our helmets. We don't have the right enough money for it, so we'll do a Little League team and everybody wear white helmets out there. Matter of fact, I don't like any white helmets in college football.
Really?
No, none.
I think some of them look good.
There's not one white helmet I'd go,
Not Penn State?
Nope. Penn State's awful. Just absolutely awful.
That was the first one I could think of at the top of my head.
Texas said, bring back classic rock, pump up the crowd set of rap music. How are you going to lose that battle?
You're not winning that one.
A lot of crowds going to like the rap stuff anyway.
The players are going to like the rap
stuff. Yesterday on a different subject.
Mm-hmm.
Considered about music. How is the... Like, how does Casey Kasem still have a countdown show for, like, my wife says, I heard it like the Beatles moved up to number 38 in a countdown list. Like, what? How do you count down classic rock songs? Like, what's the weekly countdown? Or, like, you have beach music countdown from, like, okay, up next, the OJs or Chairman of the Board. Like, the songs are 50 years old. How's that in a countdown? Like, what? How do you move up and down in a classic rock weekly countdown, weekly top 40, classic rock. How do you do that?
I don't know. I don't think the Embers are climbing the charts anymore. I think they're kind of they are where they are.
No.
Yeah.
For the life of me, like I don't get that. Is he a dead man, Casey Kasem?
Well, let me do a search and find out real quick.
See what you do for top of the hour, John. Good job. I just don't understand. Like, what are we doing with countdown of Foreigner moving up to number 21 with Hot Blooded? What are they? I thought it was based upon, like, record sales. Like, nobody's buying Foreigner's Hot Blood anymore.
He passed away June 15th, 2014.
So how's he still doing countdown shows?
That's how good and committed he is to the countdown, I guess.
From the grave, the guy's doing countdown shows.
Man.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Somebody smarter than me can explain it to me. Hey, I got a great email yesterday from Mark Hawkins and his team over at Prime Lending. And, man, they are just they're rocking and rolling. And he talks about 10 home improvements to boost your home resale price. Doorways and decks and positive landscape and open things up and lighten, better lighting and better floors and repaint with neutral colors. There's things out there. These are just tips that you can use through our great friends at Prime Lending just for resale value. Resale value means you're going to be moving to another house. Use them. Take care of them. And it's just another example of all the great resources they have on their website. Go to PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins' his team take care of you. Call Mark today. Start a conversation. 230-9746. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Hour two right after.